Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage, where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Weichok. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I think I have a great episode on tap for today. There's something going on right now in America, and it's the downsizing of America's homes, especially over the last 4 years. When we look at it, the cost of building a new home has skyrocketed. It's really become an issue for many people. I know personally, my wife and I, we built our house. We started the project in April of 2021. And if we wanted to build the same exact house today, just 3 years later, we wouldn't be able to afford it. It would be unaffordable. We wouldn't have the money to build the same exact house just 3 years later. And it's not because we're making less money. It's because the cost of everything has gone up so much. Now the big one, over the last 2 years, drywall up like 44%, concrete up over 20%. So all those things have kind of forced home buyers to rethink what they're looking for in a home. And what we're finding out now, the more people I talk to, people want smaller homes, all right? Because especially when they're building, they're more affordable. And the truth is, depending what you build, there's always potential to add on in the future if that's something that you need to do. I know myself, my basement, we put our basement height at 9 feet because our plan is in the future to finish our basement, which will increase the size of our home dramatically. We wanted a walkout basement with French doors that lead out to our patio. And the reason we wanted that is because, again, it was like a completely separate living space from upstairs. And I think a lot of people realize that if they build a little bit smaller home, they can finish a basement in the future, or they can add a sunroom, off the back of the house or whatever it may be. So when it comes to building, Americans, they want smaller homes. And what's interesting is in 2023, across the country, 62% of new construction was over 2,000 square feet. It's just too much. You know, people are looking for, really what I say is, I think buyers now, instead of wanting bigger homes, they want better homes, all right? So what does that mean? Well, that means they want design features that suit their personal needs, right? Because sometimes, and look, I don't even know how many homes I go into, hundreds every year, thousands now over my career. And the truth is, sometimes a home can actually just be too big. You walk into some of these homes and they almost feel like barns, or they feel like cavernous. And you look at some of the space and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do here? Because it doesn't really fit with the flow or the plan of the house. And it almost seems awkward. And that dead space, people aren't interested in that anymore. So what do they want when I say they want better homes, not bigger homes? Well, you know, here's the things that I'm hearing out in the field, and here's the things that I'm reading, and I agree with this 100%. People are looking for sometimes it's little things. Like, for example, they want convenient laundry rooms, right? If all the bedrooms are on the second floor, it's an amazing feature to have a second floor laundry room, right? People don't want to take clothes up and down the steps all the time. And if you can't have a second floor laundry room, you at least want to have it on the first floor. You definitely don't want to have it in the basement. Another thing people ask for, they want pantries. They want places to store stuff. As the cost of living continues to rise at, in my opinion, an unbearable pace. But as the cost of living continues to rise, people are buying in bulk. I mean, you know, I feel like I know the people at Sam's Club now, like they're part of my family. So you're buying things in bulk, but you have to put it somewhere. So people want pantries. I think there's a premium now on decks and patios. It seems to me that people want to be outdoors more than ever. They want a nice patio. They want a nice deck. I think a lot of people grill more than in the past. High-end flooring is something that people really love. I know my wife, she went a little crazy on some of the flooring that we put in our house, but she loves it, and I'm happy that she does, and that's great. But high-end flooring is a really big thing, and there's a lot of great products out there. Of course, hardwood is still really popular, but some of these new vinyl products are tremendous as well. Something that I wish I paid more attention to when I was building my house, I think people want exterior lighting. They want high-end landscaping. That makes a house look great. So one of the things I did, I put, we did rope lights, permanent rope lights around the house, and it's fantastic. You know, there's an app on the phone, and you can change colors for different holidays, for different seasons, for different sporting events, and we really have a lot of fun with that. My kids really enjoy it. So exterior lighting and landscaping, it's a big deal. People want energy efficient things. Energy efficient has become a huge buzzword in our industry. They want energy efficient appliances, windows, HVAC stuff, everything. The more efficient, the better. People don't want to spend a ton of money on household bills. Security cameras are a nice upgrade that people want. We have 16 around our house. I think 14 around the house, and I think two in the garage. But security is a concern for people anymore. You know, just think of how many packages you get delivered that show up on your front porch. You want to make sure they're still there when you get home. Another big thing that I think people are wanting more than ever, people want smart homes, right? They want lighting and thermostat controls. They want to be able to turn the temperature up and down, lights on and off from the touch of a button from their phone, maybe even when they're not home. So these are the things that I think people want now more than ever. And that's what I mean when I say people want better homes, not bigger homes. I think if you include some of those things, you know, you don't need the 3,000 square foot home anymore. Or I think fewer and few people want that. I really see the future of real estate, at least the foreseeable future. It's smaller, personalized, energy efficient homes with functional design elements that make people want to be there. Now, the question because of that is, will the builders listen? Will we start seeing more of these style homes built within the next couple years? Instead of 62% of homes being over 2,000 square feet, will 62% of homes be under 2,000 square feet? I hope so, because I really do believe that's the popular trend right now in America. I think that's the thing that people are looking for. And if builders, the builders who build those style homes and really are in tune with what their clients want, they're going to be the people who succeed in the industry going forward. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.